up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Eliance's Heroes. Eliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Eliance's.
Oh, I am loving life. Oh my, what a incredible lineup we have today. First of all, thank you for all the feedback that we got for the interview with the President of the United Nations that we recently had, and Richard Branson. Let me tell you who's going to be on the air today. First of all, before I tell you about our first hero, let me tell you who's coming up after him. We have creator of the ab roller and has invented so many things coming on, Don Brown. Later on, we've got the Grammy-nominated band you all will be learning about, OK Go, and that's with Damon Kulash of OK Go. And we'll be ending the show with the actor known for his role in, get this, Eddie and the Cruisers, Streets of Fire, Lincoln Lawyer, and so many more, Michael Pere. But let's get started with our first hero. Oh, I can't get that song out of my head. We're burning down the house today in many ways. And after this interview, you will be very surprised of what our next hero is doing to help build startups. That's right, startup industry. He's a band member of Talking Heads, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and many of his other members also inducted into it. Jerry Harrison, he's a music tech pioneer, now co-founder of Red Crow Crowdfunding. Jerry, first I got to ask you, though, tell me about the feeling, what it was like when you found out you were being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame so many years after your first album.
Well, it was very exciting, and I thought we were, and I enjoyed the group that we were inducted alongside. I was very happy that the Ramones were included, because I think that they sort of equally coming out of that CBGB period helped really define a whole new style and, of music, and sort of send music and gave it a great left turn.
Now, not only are you an incredible musician, but an extremely successful entrepreneur. I don't think many people know, but you actually founded Liquid Audio in the 90s, one of the two emerging online standards for music online. And you also co-founded GarageBand.com, internet music resource that provided iTunes enhancement, and eventually became, well, like on Facebook, which grew to over 60 million users, sold to MySpace. I mean, you've been an early pioneer in, again, not only new music and crowdsourcing, you've been a pioneer of music technology from the beginning. I don't want to steal your thunder, but tell us about this amazing, amazing tool coming out, Red Crow, which our listeners can go to redcrow.com, and the massive impact it's going to make, the massive impact it's going to make in the startup and investment industry that you also co-founded with Brian Smith, who's also along with us, from a former Morgan Stanley advisor.
Well, I'd love to tell you about it. Red Crow is taking advantage of the what's called the Jobs Act, which has opened up investing in early stage companies to all investors. Previously, to be able to invest in something like a startup like Facebook or Google, you had to be what was called an accredited investor, which meant that you had to have a certain amount of wealth so that basically the SEC felt that you were understood the risks that you might lose all of your money doing this. Over the last couple of years, there's been legislation that is opening this up, but with a lot of restrictions and rules to try and help protect the new investor. And when Brian and I looked at this space, Brian had been raising some money and comes from the financial world. My reaction was that a lot of people are going to imagine that they're investing in the next Facebook, but they could easily lose their money because there was very, very little other than beyond maybe a sexy little video or pitch deck to tell you about an idea, but it didn't really talk about all of the other things that can go into making a company work. So we tried to do something that we felt would do more vetting of the companies around the site. We right now I have only one what we call vertical, which is healthcare, and we have advisors within the healthcare community, including the head of Dr. Stephen Shia, who is the head of J&D Medical, which is the largest distributor of medical products in the United States. So we're trying to, by using people who have knowledge, basically understand, does the science make sense? Is there really a market for this kind of thing? Would hospitals, would this be appealing to them? Then the second thing we're doing is we're combining accredited investing alongside this Title III, or this sort of the new investing that the Jobs Act opened up, so that there will be the reassurance to a new investor that someone that who has had a history of investing and making money in doing startups is also investing there and has taken the time to look into it, because they have more resources to investigate its potential success.
I mean, it's amazing what you're doing. Now, again, you're listening to Alliance's Heroes. Now, be a hero. We've got Jerry Harrison with us. He's from the famous Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Talking Heads, who is now with RedCrow.com, helping entrepreneurs. And go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of our community, Alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. Now, you know, you're a smart guy, too. I mean, you graduated magna cum laude from Harvard, honorary doctorate of fine art. I don't think a lot of people know that about you, and it's amazing. But what's one or two things you wish you had known then that you know now?
I wish I'd known that I should have kept every piece of real estate I ever owned in any of those cities.
That's great. Oh, great, great. I mean, but such a smart guy. I mean, graduating again from Harvard, an honorary doctorate. I mean, these are the huge, huge accomplishments. And tell me, now, you talked about RedCrow.com. You talked about first it's for within the healthcare industry. Now, are there plans to expand in other industries? So if I'm a startup or I'm an investor and looking, for example, I know a hot thing is cybersecurity. Are there plans to go into that?
Well, funny that you should say that. That is probably would be the next one we will go into. But we want to make sure we're doing a good job in healthcare. We also we want to be involved in what is now called social impact, investments that people can not only make money from, but feel that are doing something good for the world. And one of the things about healthcare is that it's pretty easy to identify if a healthcare device or a new a new drug or a new product is really going to help people. When you start getting into some of the other kinds of investments, you might have to do almost like an audit of, do they waste material in the manufacturing, or what happens to things when people, you know, after they open the packaging, where, how do they throw it away and things like that. And so we thought that this was just more intuitive. But we do think that there is a link between wanting to keep your healthcare records secure and cybersecurity. And so I think cybersecurity is the one that we're looking at next. And of course, there's plenty of things we're interested in, artificial intelligence, deep learning, neural networks. There are plenty of places where we'd like to go, but we got a lot of work here first.
Great. And Jerry, we've got about a minute left here. What advice do you have really for students or children out there that want to grow up and be as successful as you have, multifaceted, multi-talented in so many different areas? What's the secrets to that?
Well, I think that I kind of would say, I'd quote what my Kung Fu teacher said, is first of all yourself, which means that you really do have to study hard, even if you're really good at learning things, pushing yourself and working hard to your own limit is the beginning of how you sort of master something. And second of all, finding a great teacher. So if you have in a school one of your teachers just seems to be the one that connects with you, and you just seem to learn more from them. Even if it's not the field that you have the most interested in, try to get the most out of that teacher. I was recently talking to a young man who wants to be a writer, and I was just saying, well, don't ignore science, because when you are in secondary school, you have to take science and learn as much of it as you can, because by the time you reach college, you look at these wonderful course catalogs and you go, I'd really like to take that course on Tibetan Buddhism and the one on Indian Buddhism, and I'd like to take this, I'd like to take that, but I can't because my major insists that I take this, this, and this. And it's like, it's really what you go, is like, wow, I just wish I'd look, when I was sort of taking a survey of all of these different kinds of parts of knowledge, history, languages, English, biology, physics, chemistry, I wish that I'd had the teacher or the course or pushed myself hard enough that I'd really gotten far enough along so that when people start referring to these new inventions, I know what they're talking about.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Well, Jerry, wow, working hard to your own limit. You're a music pioneer on both sides of the soundboard and the studio. You've delighted millions with your music through the years. You set the standards for music online and how it's distributed, and now helping investors and entrepreneurs. Jerry Harrison, you're a hero. RedCrow.com, the crowdfunding website. This is David Kogan with Alliances, and when we return, we're going to meet one of the most successful exercise tools that exists, the inventor of the ab roller.